Mr. Clerk, the time is 8:15. Mr. Clerk, will you please read the roll?
Alderwoman Suzanne Belinsky.
Present.
Alderwoman Shirley Black.
Present.
Alderman Jamie Giantonio.
Here.
Alderman Adam Platosh. Alderman Robert Smedley.
Present.
Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins.
Here.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabon.
Here.
Alderman Daniel Salerno.
Here.
Alderwoman Eva Magnuszewski.
I'm here.
Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderman Michael Trueworthy.
Not present.
Alderman Dave DeFranzo.
Here.
Alderman Louis Salvio.
Here.
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez.
Here.
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi. Well present, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. For the record, could you read the notice, please?
Notice to the town clerk, a regular meeting will be held on Wednesday evening, June 25th, 2014, for the HUD Grants Committee of the Common Council at 8:15 in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for the following. One, Resolution Number 32764, 2014 Annual Consolidated Plan for HUD Programs.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Being that it's so, that it is properly noticed and that we have a quorum, I call this a valid meeting and call on Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer Resolution Number 32764
to the council.
To the Common Council with a favorable recommendation.
Second.
There's a resolution by Alderwoman Collins to accept and refer to the council with a favorable recommendation, seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Discussion on the amendment, Alderwoman Collins.
I need to make an amendment to strike all the previous resolution pages. I think it's 2, 3, and 4.
Correct.
And replace it with revised resolutions.
Well, there's not a resolution. It's a revised document that was passed out to all the council members.
Mm-hmm.
So just for clarification, Alderwoman, on your intent, the everyone received in their box the notice of the meeting, and in the notice of the meeting, there is a resolution. On the back of the resolution starts the Consolidated Plan for HUD Programs, 2014 Annual Plan. There is the CDBG, the proposal for public facilities and housing, public services, ESG proposal, and home proposals, as well as the synopsis. Your motion is to strike those four printed pages and substitute them with the three printed pages that we have before us, correct?
Sounds fine.
So
I have to apologize to you. There's so many different pages here and so many reports. I'm like out there right now.
And therefore, the 2014 annual plan would eventually be reflected as such.
I'll second that.
Okay. Second on the amendment made by Alderwoman Collins, seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Discussion on the amendment.
Excuse me.
Yes.
We're just dealing with the one that says R on it. Right?
Correct. It is the CDBG with R on it is the document that we are going to, which is on the table as the amendment.
Okay.
Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I'm going to be voting for this, and I just wanted to thank Alderwoman Belinsky and Alderman Giantonio for all their work on this. I know it's been an arduous process going back and forth and back and forth. Quite frankly, I'm not happy with the final result, but I think most people here, for a variety of reasons, aren't happy with the final result, so I think that's probably an indication that we reached some kind of compromise here. So We knew going into this process that we had some work to do in terms of how the city allocated our CDBG funding, especially with regard to the public services component. I think we've made some steps in the right direction, and I am happy that, by and large, most of the programs that sought some funding from us are going to get some funding from us. May not be all of what they asked for, but we just, you know, the resources are limited, and we have to do the best we can with the limited resources that we can. I do think it's important for people to know throughout the city, though, that going forward, you know, changes are coming with our CDBG allocations, and we've made some this year, and I'm sure we're going to continue to make some going forward. So, I did want to thank Alderman Giantonio and Alderwoman Belinsky, because I know they put in a lot of hard work, and they probably had to hear a lot of complaining from members of their caucus about the decisions that were made. So, I appreciate their work, and I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. Any other discussion? Alderman Salvio.
Yeah, what Alderman DeFranzo said makes a lot of sense. But if you add up all the proposals that are on these sheets, you come up with what, over 60 some odd items that we're dealing with here? There is always somebody's ox is going to be gored and somebody's not going to be happy. But that's why we had to do what we did. And Alderman DeFranzo mentioned compromise, and this is an example of cooperation. I'm still not happy with certain ones that were changed, but that's beside the point.
Thank you, Alderman.
Madam Chairman.
Alderman Salerno.
I'd like to sort of echo what Alderman Salvio and Alderman DeFranzo have stated, that there are a lot of things that are going to change in the year ahead. We don't know what they're going to be. We can anticipate some kinds of change. I would like to encourage through this council and through the membership who deal with, we all are involved with various organizations in the city, and for them to take some hard look at how the future is going to affect them when we get into the same thing again. I think I said it several times in the meeting, next year. It's going to come around next year. And how do we begin to have a conversation in the community about such very difficult things, such as consolidation, some very difficult things, such as how we coordinate similar types of programs. The funding is going to continue. And I just think that it's important for us to have the leadership in the council to be able to do that on behalf of our community, because I think it causes a lot of problems and a lot of miscommunication very often about where people are and what we want to be able to do. I mean, the funds, interesting thing, we didn't cut anything in this process because that's the money we've allocated. The idea is we spread it differently, but we never really cut any funds that were provided to us. And I think very often there are people in the community who don't understand that. So I've received calls on that basis and commentary, and no one cut any funds. We just shifted them. And I think it's important that we stress that over the year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Any other comments?
If nobody else has any, I just want to mention one more thing.
Alderman Salvi.
Okay. We've been giving accolades out here tonight to the leadership of the council, et cetera, et cetera. But nobody has mentioned CCND. I've been through this now 8 or 9 times. And I believe that this is the first time that there weren't that many changes that had to be made. I congratulate the CCND for the wonderful job they did this time, and also for their leadership from Ken Malinowski. Thank you.
Is that a form of a motion? No.
Thank you. No. Thank you.
No motion.
Any other comments? All right, I'd just like to say a few words in that. I wanted to thank CCND as well for their original recommendation. I know that it takes quite a long time for them to go through each and every item. The council did have their hearing, but they spent quite a bit of time on it. I also wanted to thank Alderman Giantonio for his openness in our open dialogue, and as well as all the other members of the council on both sides of the aisle, so that we could reach, hopefully, consensus on this item. And Mr. Malinowski, I know, who offered his services to both caucuses in us reaching some of the items here. Lastly, I would like to say, echo some of the comments that Alderman DeFranzo, as well as others had said with regards to the monies that are allocated here, and that there really needs, it needs to be clear to organizations going forward that CDBG dollars are no longer, or can no longer be considered an entitlement. That really, the intent of CDBG is for startup dollars for organizations. I realize we have quite a few public service organizations in town that really rely on the money in order to be able for them to perform the public services that they do, and we have some really, really good organizations. But going forward, it is not clear what the federal government's going to do. We're hearing there's going to be 30% cuts. There needs to be an understanding that that these organizations may not get funding next year. We just don't know what's going to happen, and they need to plan accordingly. So I just lay that out there, and that's the last I have. One last call on anyone with any comments. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you. I'd also like to, while we're thanking people, thank the mayor. I think what CCND did was try to get closer to the HUD mandate of 15% to public services. This council was a little bit closer to 25%. And I think in her veto message, the mayor challenged us to do two things. Number one, cut that number. And number two, to work together. I think with the leadership and the guidance she provided us, we did just that. And just like everyone else, you know, I think Alderwoman Belinsky and everyone really for having an open mind. And, you know, like Alderman DeFranzo said, I think when you have a good gauge of compromise is that no one's perfectly happy. You know, I think there's people in my caucus who would really like to be at 319, and there's people in the Democratic caucus who would probably like to be at 371 or 445. And I think what we did is we all came together based on the leadership and the guidance of the mayor and CCND led by Mr. Malinowski, and came up with a number that proves that the letter we got from HUD didn't fall on deaf ears. We're moving in the direction of what they're asking us to do, and I think this was a good first step. And I'll also echo the comment that, you know, next year is going to be even worse, because right now there is in the Congress a 30% cut to CDBG funds being thrown around, and that's right off the top. So in addition to having to try to cut to get to the 15% mark for public services, we might have 30% less overall. So while this year wasn't easy, I think next year is going to be even harder. So to the folks who came to us and asked for money, you know, take a long, hard look at what you're asking for and what programs it's for, because the HUD guidelines are very clear that this is supposed to be seed money and not money to keep programs going forever. Thank you.
Last call on comments.
Madam Chairman. If I might, thank you. Through you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it is second time. I apologize for
that's
that.
That's okay.
I think the CCND obviously receives accommodations. The staff of CCND does as well. And I want to say this also to Mr. Malinowski, who obviously works closely in the mayor's office to do the best we can in terms of the federal dollars that come through. And I think if you look at the history of that area, he's not one who asks for these kinds of issues, but I think it's important to point out that probably in the course of his tenure previously and upon his return, outside of just the monies from CDBG, I mean, probably something in the vicinity of about $48 million has been brought into this community. And we need to be aware of that there's a function of all organizations and agencies in the city, and CCND is one of those. And I just think it needs to be said publicly from that standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Last call, discussion on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment passes. All those, now we have in front of us the main motion as amended. Any discussion? No further discussion? All those in favor of the main motion as amended, once, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Motion made to adjourn by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman DeFranzo. All in favor, say aye. Meeting is now adjourned. The time is 8:30. Thank you, everyone.